your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. So the thing about Chopping Mall, one of the things that I love about that movie is that it takes place in a 80s mall, you know, and the characters are running around, and in the background of the mall scenes, you can see all these stores, you know, actual stores that used to be. And it just reminds me of, you know, of the 80s and being a kid and hanging out at the mall and all those stores that I used to go visit.
That is the part that sounds interesting to me to watch this movie. Sounds a little cheesy as a horror movie, but as you know, I'm not a big, huge fan of horror movies. But that, let's face it, like, we're retro guys. I mean, we do a podcast about it, and this probably could be a subject for another Throwback Reviews down the road. But dude, that actually is kind of cool, because I miss those stores, man. Like, I mean, I've got a few malls around me here locally, one that's closed, love going to it as a kid. And there's one right around the corner where my son works. And it's kind of, you know, my wife and I talk about it, it's kind of teetering on, like, we could see it going within the next couple of years. And I know it's been bought and sold. And then we have like the mega mall that was built, I think, in the late 80s. And it's kind of with that. And then all the, you know, brick and mortar stores that opened, like Target and stuff like that, man. Malls are kind of like that dying thing, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, that's where we hung out, right? As kids, you know, as teenagers, you had to get your parents to drop you off at the mall. And it's funny you were saying that about all those different malls. Like I have categories, you know, that I'm thinking of. Like, there's, you know, the mall that I went to a lot as a kid, but that closed down. There's the mall that, you know, had all, like, all the cool kids went to one mall. Then there was the mall that we went to that, you know, only had one store. Like, we went to the this one mall, you know, just because of the record store, you know. So it's funny that we have, like, you know, all these different categories of malls. And then, you know, like what you said, we have the mall now that's the most popular mall that wasn't even one that I went to as a kid.
It's funny how, you know, you and I have conversations both on mic. I mean, we're actually recording this for Horrified Chicken, and then we started talking about something. But we could totally do a throwbacks. I mean, I joked about it, but we could totally do a Throwback Reviews on just malls. I mean, there's a lot, I think, we could probably talk about. We should save it for that. All right. We should do an episode for that.
I'm in. Let's sit down and talk about malls.
I think we should. I think that would we'll make it happen, because we've been talking about. I mean, now you've moved and you're settled. We want to try to record some more, but Horrified Chicken listeners don't want to hear about this. We should end that and maybe record a mall episode, dude. I'm actually kind of psyched, because we do talk about it all the time. Like, oh, we should do an episode. What do you want to do? Want to do a movie? Want to do a topic? I like doing movies, but I like the topics we kind of bring up on Throwback, just those memories of things. So we should just kind of end it here and maybe start a new recording and do a mall episode.
Maybe we could do one of those remote on-site episodes where we each go to the mall and we could...
you know what? I would totally be down for that. I've actually driven by one of the malls with my gimbal and recorded. So I don't know if we're going to do that, but let's do it. Let's do a mall
episode. Maybe we'll just do it from home and talk about the malls instead. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me. But anyways, dude, I got to get going. I got stuff to do. Let's set up a time and we'll make this episode happen.
I got to go to the mall to return some gifts for Christmas. So yeah, let's cut this one short and we'll set a date.
All right, cool, dude. I'm excited about it. It'll be cool. And we can dress real neat, from our hearts to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance.